We're recording. Oh, Scott's calling.
Sunday the 9th, January. Joanne, do stop speaking, woman. I've just begun the broadcast. Okay, I'll start again. Sunday the 9th of January, friends. Welcome to another one of our Guerrilla News Network live broadcasts. Well, I say it's live. It's kind of quasi-live. We've got a panel in the house, and we've got about 1,000 people climbing on right now. We're not making the same mistake that we made last time, which was allowing 1,000 people to all have a microphone. That didn't go too well, not least because one chap was masturbating and a bunch of them patently Satanists, or at least as Scott McKay says, tragic little motherfuckers in the basement wearing their sister's skinny jeans. Correct. We got a lot of those kind of clowns joining the broadcast to try and disrupt what we were doing. What are we doing? What are we doing? I can tell you what we're doing. We're coming at social media. We're coming at Silicon Valley with 1,000 rays of light. And the 1,000 people piling into the room right now, absent a handful of agents and trolls, are going to be doing just that. They'll be recording, downloading this recording at the end, and they'll be syndicating it for us. For Scott McKay, for Michael Jaco, for all of the great and good activists who are joining us today. I can't see if Nurse Kate Shemirani is with us yet. Joanne, you might need to keep jumping in and speaking to me. Let me know when people have arrived, because I'm flying blind here. But we are 10 minutes into the broadcast. And friends, I just want to first invite my bestie, the cyborg, the indomitable, fierce event horizon known as Scott McKay, head of the Patriot Street Fighters Network and the most fully paid up human being you're going to find in America. Scott, the mic is yours. Okay. Well, that didn't go too well, did it? All right. Scott McKay, are you with us? He was a moment ago, friends.
How's that? Can you hear me now?
He was a moment ago. All right. I'm going to move. Yep, we can. Speak.
I can hear him. So, okay, I heard everything, saw you. I don't know what. Look, every day is a fight for me, just to fight back into a damn Zoom. I can't believe it. But anyways, we got here. I didn't get a chance to hear, Sasha, what you said for the last 2-3 minutes because I fell out, came back in. Anyways, I'm protecting my mic from some wind here, but good to be here today, folks. I'm glad you're all here. We obviously have one hell of a battle underway now on the medical side. Most of you know that Kirsten W. is now gone. I think it's an unbelievable happenstance in our world. I'm still shocked. Shit shocked today she's not here with us. I'm completely heartbroken and crushed, and that's on the front of Kirsten and I not having spoken much for the last 4 or 5 months. But in my opinion, whatever did happen here, and I don't have the full story, the full picture. I've got more investigations to do before I go live on the Tipping Point on Monday. I got a 2-hour show lined up, pretty much dedicated to her, and also the gauntlet that I threw down on the hospital up in Camarillo, California. I understand that they're not happy with me at all. There's front page internet news. I haven't had a chance to see it outside of the attack machine that went full bore at me for making the threats that I did. And I'll correct myself tomorrow night where I'm wrong. But those who were involved in any nefarious activity on Kirsten W., they are now on notice that the new phase of this war has just moved from going after the school boards, going after the city and town councils and removing these people from power, to going right to the top of the battlefield here. And that's after the criminal Luciferian medical industry cabal. This is a point where it becomes not acceptable to me on any level. And I know there's a shitstorm headed my way too. I'm prepared for that in every way, shape, or form they want to bring it. I hope all of you are ready for it too. And you're all going to stand behind me, in front of me, beside me, and we all fight together, because we are now at a point where they're going to show us right to our faces. We don't care who you are. Fuck you. If you're one of the most powerful voices in taking down the cabal, we're just simply going to kill you in whatever way we can do it. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's their mistake, is thinking there's nothing we can do about it. And I assure you, there is something. Whatever it is, I'm going to find it. Sasha and I Mike Jaco and the rest of the people here are on here, so the brilliant doctors and scientists on here, we're going to find it, and we're going to take the bastards down, because sitting back is no longer an option. There's only one way in this battle. It is forward, and if it means taking heads, taking scalps, that's what's going to happen. We'll fight it in the most decent way possible, but any of those people that step in, I said this 2 years ago, anybody that steps in front of my mission, I'm gonna mow them over. Don't try. Don't bother. I've removed people from in front of me, from my team. Anybody disrupts the mission, they're just going to get gone. They're going to get mowed over. This is just now going to step all of us into high gear, because from my seat, this is completely unacceptable. And even if we find out that it wasn't any specific nefarious activity into Kirsten's death, there's enough other people out there who are frontline warriors in this space who've been now taken down, and they're coming after all of us. They know they have no choice but to shut us up. And most of us that are on here have to realize any one of us can become a casualty at any time. So you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared for people close to you being a casualty. And you have to be prepared to say to yourself, at all costs, we're going to take this down as soon as possible, at all personal costs. It's the only way we win this. If people are willing to die for a mission like this, and there is nothing, nothing more worthy of dying for than being part of this group of people who are taking on these Luciferian bastards to save humanity from their grips. And I assure you, we are going to do it. It's the only question is when. There's a new how that has to be answered. And are you willing to become a casualty if that's necessary? We don't want any. We're gonna protect each other on all fronts. But this should be the unifying cry for all of us patriots. And I can tell you this, like I said, Kirsten and I haven't spoken for 4 or 5 months. I can talk about that tomorrow night. She became disruptive. She got removed from my immediate circle of communication. But the fact of the matter is, she was still a warrior for humanity. And this is the one line they should not have crossed, because all I can say is, here I come, here we come, here comes the Patriot Street Fighter Nation and all the forces that Sasha Stone will marshal worldwide to step this battle and this war into high gear. So I'm honored to be a part of this with all of you. I thank all of you for any bit of your time you ever give me and your attention. It's still way above my pay grade, just doing the best that I can. Thanks, Sasha.
Thank you, Scott, very much indeed. And thank you also for the tribute to Kirsten W. I need to say that for those of you who know, and there are millions of you who do, the great hero of Canada, Rocco Galati, is in hospital on intubation.
Oh my God!
I think semi-conscious or unconscious.
There's a play, like a small vignette or whatever. There's like.
All right, guys, in my team, turn that off. Thank you. Don't let folks speak over us. Rocco Galati is Dire Straits in the same way that Kirsten W. was a few days ago. Scott, I'm going to try and reach out to his family later today. I don't know if there is a similar situation where he is trapped in a hospital. I'm going to find out. But it may be that we need to action Patriot Street Fighters in Canada, because that's what happens once you get pulled in to intubation in a hospital scenario. It doesn't bode well at all. Not sure what's happening to my screen here. I want to call Michael Jaco to the mic. Are you there, Michael?
Yeah, ready to go.
Great. Brother, floor is yours. Please, status quo, and also please address Kirsten W.'s demise.
Yeah, it's very sad. what we need to know is that we're up against a very vicious enemy, psychopaths. It stems all the way back to Nazi Germany. The Nazis did not lose the war. They came to America and all over the world. So we defeated them in Germany, and they just moved around the world. That's what we're up against right now. So we have to know our enemy. We have to know that these guys are very vicious and that they're going to do everything in their power to defeat humankind and take away our freedoms. So Kirsten W., you know, being like us, someone that is going after them, exposing them, they're going to take us out like we're talking about right now. Everyone that goes into a hospital, it's a killing zone. It's like a concentration camp of the, you know, the Nazi Germany. So these guys, I've heard from different doctors that of the 1 million doctors just in the U.S. alone, only 500 of them are good doctors, and only 50 of those will actually speak out. So there's not a lot of people that are speaking out like we are. It takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of dedication. You have to be very much on point. You have to go after this stuff. That's the way Kirsten W. was. She was really going after these guys. So what do? They come after us. So when they take one of us down, like you were saying, Sasha, we have to stay on point. We have to stay focused. We have to keep going. We have to keep moving. We have to close ranks. And just like I did in the SEAL teams and in the CIA for 35 years, you know, I lost a lot of friends over time. But, you know, we mourned their loss. We got it together and we moved on. So Kirsten W. would definitely want us to continue on and go after these guys. And hopefully that's a rallying cry, you know, for us to really get focused here and go after these guys. So people are still, I feel, you know, pussyfooting around. These guys are deadly, as we're seeing. They're taking out our leadership. We have to really get involved. We have to get together. We have to, like, inform each other. We have to really go after these guys. So the only way that happens is what we're doing right now, informing each other, keeping each other motivated, keep each other focused. And as we move forward, these guys crumble. They cannot stand our energy coming at them the way it is. These Nazis have done this before. They cannot resist free people for long. Free people will stand up like we're doing all over the world and push back on them, and they're going to collapse. They're collapsing now. They're desperate. They're desperate taking out some of our leadership, but it's not going to stop us. You get more dedicated now. That's where we have to be.
Michael, thank you. And, you know, you and I were both in Hollywood last week. We were special guests. In Hollywood, and Kirsten W. was the one who threaded that relationship for us. I don't want to mention our hostess in Hollywood. I don't want to draw attention to her or scrutiny. But what I do want to say is that it was Kirsten W. Who pulled me across to the United States for the new year and pulled you in as well, Michael. And yep. I just need to let this audience of 1,000 hardline, frontline activists who are each going to syndicate this program later today on Point of Honor so that we can have a fighting chance against the Google Gestapo in Silicon Valley. Kirsten W. was responsible for Michael and I meeting in Hollywood last week, and we met with some iconic people, very powerful executives, people deeply within the establishment of Hollywood, who themselves are packing guns and who themselves are on the brink of an uprising. And be certain of that. California, be certain of that. You are not alone. I'm speaking to hundreds, many hundreds of you. You think you're isolated. You can see the dragnet closing in on you and your families. You are not alone. There are high-ranking, very powerful, very influential, very affluent people who are beginning to rally and muster and come together. And they are members of the establishment. The difference is they don't goggle babies' blood. They're not part of pedophile rings. They're good humans trapped in a fucked-up system, and they now realize it. And that is good news for modern man. So I want you to know, in Manhattan, on the East Coast of America, in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, San Francisco, on the West Coast, please understand, although the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States have become heavily weaponized and dream-spelled by the liberal intelligentsia, you are not alone, but you've got to be heard, and you've got to stand up, and you've got to walk out that front door. If you are not heard, if you can't hear one another over the melee, you will all believe yourselves to be isolated. You are not, and you must take that away from this broadcast today. I beg of you, I beseech of you, in the honor of Kirsten W., if nothing else. She was a crazy bitch. I loved her. So did Scott, incidentally. But she was disruptive in her wonderful way. But she was also an amazing networker. And I want to honor that woman. So I want to thank her for connecting us to the Hollywood brass. And I genuinely believe that the meetings we've got happening later this year in Los Angeles, bringing together the Patriot Street Fighters, Michael Jaco's network, and some of the affluent leadership in Los Angeles, we're going to see W. I want to bring on Scotty Sachs, who was the infiltrator here on behalf of the mainstream Sabbatean media. Oh, no, I forgot. You're a good guy, Scotty. You're Sachs about mainstream media today. You've got the story behind you. You've got the pedigree.
Sasha, thank you for putting together the Guerrilla News Network. It's really the best boots on the ground Patriots News Network. Real Patriots and real-time reporting. This is great. Glad to see 1,000 people with us, all Patriots. And thanks to you, Sasha, the entire Guerrilla News Network team, Joanne Hawk. It's great to be here today. I've got a lot of things to say. I'm going to talk fast. I'm going to first focus on the mainstream media update. What's going down in the world of milquetoast, corrupt pussy media, Scott McKay would say. And you can't talk about mainstream media without talking about big tech social media. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going down. We're going to talk about how and why, and we'll get into the details. Well, the muddy swamp called the mainstream media, they are going down, and there's going to have to be connecting some dots here because, as we know, they're part of an elaborate spider web of the cabal. They don't stand on their own. They're the bullhorn for the entire deep state cabal. But it's the end of them as we know it. It's the end of big tech. They're falling. Today, we'll not only be able to say, fuck Zuck, Sasha, as you have, I believe, coined the term. We're going to watch Zuckerberg and the mainstream media and big tech twist in the wind the next few weeks. They'll all be persona non grata when this is all over, folks. I want to also address, as I said, connect some dots to the mainstream media. You can't talk about them going down without addressing the bankrupt corporations that surround the mainstream media, including the bankrupt United States of America, the evil corporation. We know what they did in 1871. Much of their banking structure is washed up. It's evidenced by banks closing all over the United States and around the world, evidence what's going on in countries like Kazakhstan, or however you pronounce that crazy African nation. It's the reformation of our new constitution. That has a lot to do with the death of the mainstream media. There are people working on a new constitution based on our founding constitution, really updating it for today, but that's happening behind the scenes right now. I'll touch on the financial reset. Mainstream media depended on this fiat Luciferian bank system, the Western central banking system, the Federal Reserve, and all of their cabal central bank partners. They're all out of business. We just don't see it in the public view yet. So the fall of the media. You know, in the movie The Wizard of Oz, they sang Ding Dong, the Wicked Witch is Dead. In 2022, we're all going to sing Ding Dong, the Corrupt. The media is dead. The bullhorn for the global bankers and their deep states, they have no money. You can put a fork in them. They're just biding their time and their days. Why can I say this? There's two reasons. Remember, I've been inside the media 40 years. I know where their money comes from. Their money is drying up. There are two sources of revenue. Both sources are gone, done. They have no money, folks. They're playing out the charade now. They're operating their networks on fumes. Their well has dried up. The first source of revenue I have been contributing to, I am sometimes having trouble going to sleep at night for 40 years, feeding the beast with advertising and sponsorship revenue. That's what makes them tick. Nearly a TV program has made it into production without a sponsor or the sponsorship and advertising revenue. Those days are over. Why? Their ratings, they're done. They can't get an audience anymore. Their entire fabrication of their rating system using their own cabal companies like Nielsen and Arbitron to create these fake ratings. The rating system that has well served them is now failing them. They don't have any ratings. I'm going to give you a number. It's factual. We've been charting this for 2 years. Mainstream media has lost 3 out of 4 eyeballs, 3 out of 4 listeners. Only 1 out of 4 of their once coveted mass media audience of hundreds of millions of households in America, one out of four is left watching the mainstream media. You can't raise money for TV programming. You can't get advertising and sponsorship with those kinds of ratings, not the kind of money they need to sustain. So check this out. In the last sweeps periods, CNN and their counterparts and the liberal fake news, the corrupt media, they've literally lost 70% of their audience in the last 18 months. They're down to their last breath. The viewers are drying up. There's nowhere to go. It's their own system they built, and it's their own system. They're falling under the weight of their own system. It's beautiful to watch. Their second source of funding, Sasha and everybody, is also drying up. Who's that? It's the billions that the corrupt cabal and their various corrupt corporations fed them over these many years. They, one hand was washing the other. I believe, from talking to executives in the media, the mainstream media has been a bank to wash money for the cabal. They have used the mainstream media as a laundromat. The money's drying up. They don't have the money. The mainstream media is definitely affected by the death of the banks and the fiat money system. Basel III, if you don't know what that is, you need to search it. It went into effect January 1st. This is the essential legal framework surrounding the global shift to asset-backed currency in the new QFF system. This is directly impacting the cabal, media. Their banks and their corporations can no longer hide and launder money in the new system. Folks, they're done. Big tech and their social media sycophants are done. There's more to follow in the coming weeks, and we'll watch it unfold. A couple more quick things. The new internet, which has not been revealed to the public, is coming forth very soon. There is something called the Starlink satellite system. It's online and it's active. It's just not been made public. What's the importance of Starlink satellite? It is managed by SpaceX. And don't be fooled. Elon Musk has played both sides of the fence. He's had to play both sides of the fence with the cabal. But Elon is a patriot, and he's managing the Starlink satellite system, which is how the patriots are building the new media and the new infrastructure and the new internet. The cabal entities will not be allowed to play on the Starlink internet system. The Starlink satellite will be the only platform and vehicle onto the new internet, and they will be shut out of it. That is for sure. So God bless Elon Musk and SpaceX. They're managing this new Starlink system. That is the key to shutting out all of the cabal players on the new internet. On 1/22, I said the on January 1 of 22, the Basel law went into effect. This means all the banks worldwide have to be asset-backed currency. Don't confuse this with the RV. It's not an RV. It's an in-country requirement for all banks to be on the new asset-backed system. However, in being on the asset-backed currency system, the value of the currency, once we have a revaluation, will have taken place. So if you're going to play on the new asset-backed system, your currency is going to revalue. This is another reason the mainstream media can't survive. They can't survive in the fiat system. I told you there's a new constitution coming into play. That constitution will prohibit what we've seen in the mainstream media and the evil cabal and their entire internet infrastructure, mainstream media, the big tech, the social media players. They will not survive with a new constitution. They'll be shut down. There's no money left in the U.S. corporations. The city of Vatican, as you know, Sasha, the Vatican is bankrupt. The city of London is no longer. The U.S. corporations all dead. All of these entities around the mainstream media are done, and it's all in preparation for the United States RV, which, by the way, folks, the Department of Defense has begun to load the paymaster accounts to release the funds. I don't know if you want to call it Nasara Jasara. I do know the currency will revalue. We're several weeks away from the process finishing. I don't know the timing. Nobody does. But it's not the Department of Defense we see on television. Those are the woke TV generals that the cabal put in play to play the charade out. We have a real DOD behind the scenes that's making Starlink happen and making everything happen. Ding dong, the mainstream media is dead.
Very good. Thank you, Scotty Sachs, very much for that very comprehensive overview. Wow. Okay. Interesting hearing your comments on Elon Musk. I'll let him live another day. How about that? As far as Kazakhstan is concerned, friends, a fantastic meme going around today with a guy leaning in on a large-breasted woman saying, "Babe, you got to understand, the Khazarians are the synagogue of Satan, who've been secretly ruling the earth for 1,000 years as fake Jews, and they birthed the Rothschilds to control us all with central banks for Lucifer's will. And now Kazakhstan is falling and Russia is taking control." Well, there's a tremendous element of truth to that joke meme. If you really know what's going on today, friends, Kazakhstan and the fall of Kazakhstan is integral to revelation and to the emancipation of humanity. And I'll just correct Scotty, it's not in Africa, it's in Asia, but I think you meant that. So the point being,
thank you, Sasha.
Watch closely what's happening around the world. Countries like Kazakhstan have been an integral throne in that sense of the satanic agenda. The mob, the Cosa Nostra mob, the old dirty clowns in Vegas, moved their money 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. They started relocating, okay? And you follow those dirty sons of bitches who did not live by the Omerta, by the true code, incidentally. You got good gangsters out there, good mobsters out there who've actually kept the flame alive in many cities and have fought off the kingdom of the devil. So, you know, it becomes a very nebulous subject. I'm just to say, watch Kazakhstan, friends. Watch what's happening there. Care about it. It's really big. You've got seriously brave patriots on the ground in Kazakhstan who are facing real... And SpaceX is so important because it was being set up as a stronghold of the globalist satanic agenda for decades now. Okay, that ends your history and geography lesson. Let me invite next a great hero of mine and a beloved friend of mine, the paramount chief of Côte d'Ivoire, Sylvestre Nakale. Chief, can you hear me? You'll have to unmute your microphone.
It's on mute. Can you hear me?
Very good, Chief. You've got the floor. Please give us 5 minutes on Africa, on COVID, on the pandemonium, on the theater, as you...
Well, you know that I used to be very concerned about Africa. Not anymore. I have a confirmation that people are so happy what's happening now, because this is the end of the age of Pisces that is gone, completely gone. And my people are very happy because for them, this is the end of a cycle in which not only humanity, but all form of life have suffered from a system of systematic aggression, an era of domination of a man on man and nature, an era of no respect of life in general. So the low frequency negative energies of the Pisces era no longer exist because we entered in the age of Aquarius, where a new adventure awaits humanity with a different atmosphere on the vibration frequency level in our relationship with the cosmos. We are in an era of sovereignty. We are in a where everything will be pacified. This is the end of materialistic society. Greed cannot pass into the Aquarius era. We are in an era of pacification and sharing of wealth. And Africa is waiting, is ready to help, to pacify the world and share its wealth. For people that are not aware of ancient Egyptian symbolism, Djeuti, or Thoth that is called, presented at this time, he said that the universal cycle has already foreseen the coming of its children. So my message now is to the children of Africa abroad, the Afro-descendant and the diaspora, to come back home. They have to come back home because this is a new era, and we need them for for Africa to be rebuilt, because we cannot do anything without them. There is something that people also must understand, that we are in an era that is linked to the blood. But for us, the blood is very important because it's been something that we've been keeping all our secret in. So from the blood, you can see, you can have all the genealogy, but you can have all the ancestral rules. But also the blood gives you is like a gateway to the other dimension. So for us, having energy reading, using the blood, speaking to your blood, everything can be okay. So even the COVID, I was so scared that Africa was going, because people were saying that many million of Africans were going to die. Not anymore, because we know how to use the blood to cleanse it. We know that the era is gone anyway. So that's the end of this system. So I'm coming with a very happy face, and I don't have any worry anymore. All we have to do is just to gather people that can come and help, because we are sharing. And we got space, we got land, we got all the wealth. So people can come and help us to like cultivate. So that's all I can say, I can bring to this audience. The black people in the diaspora, they must come back to Africa. They must come to the roots. There is some work to be done, some ritual to be done to them. They are so vital because they have both energies with them. They have the roots energy from Africa, but they also have the European energy. So they have a bridge between us and the other world. So they must come back home and start with the new era that starts. Because the Pisces era lasted 2,150 years and it's gone, it's finished. We are in a new era with a new energy, with a high vibration frequency energy. And this is the sovereignty starting. So we don't even think about anything negative anymore. We're not scared of anything, it's done. We all happy because we've been suffering from the last era. And that's all I can say right now.
Chief, thank you very much indeed. As usual, your words have such tremendous wisdom and such tremendous resonance. Thank you for that. I know you know a great deal about the mystical traditions of not just Africa, but of humanity, and that you can speak for days on subjects that even bend my mind. You've educated me so much over edge of our, let's say, our non-human cosmogenesis, what is behind the human story. And at some point in the days ahead, when we are not fighting for survival, we will be having those conversations and sharing the journey of revelation and remembering the majesty of our human story. So thank you, Chief, for joining us today. Lovely seeing you. Okay, you. Friends, I'm going to invite Guy or Guy Tao from Israel to give us a... State of Israel. Guy, are you there? Have yes, we lost...
Yes, okay. I'm there. Yes, I'm there.
Speak and then you take the floor. There we go. Welcome, brother.
No problem. First, hello to all the brothers and sisters all over the world. Well, Israel, as the laboratory of Pfizer, I can tell you that it started in the beginning, 6 million people how symbolic. 6 million people in Israel took the vaccine and 3 million not. And now the situation is that there are 5 million people in Israel. Okay, six, it's upside down. Now six are not taking more vaccines and only 3 million. This is just a proof that we are doing our job not political and not financially media. This is our work. Second of all, we heard from Scott, dear Scott, that he said about the media, they are going down. Well, they are not going down because of the money. They don't need money. I saw it in Israel. They are going down because the people are choosing the alternative. That's it. The choosing, the people have to choose the alternative. This is why we, I don't see ourselves as fighters. I see ourselves as the alternative that people have to choose. And this is how they are not gonna touch us. Nobody of us, don't worry. No one is going to be died or killed. Okay, you're going to live forever from my side, if you are the alternative. That's it. This is what I think about the media is going down because the people are choosing the alternative. Now, I'm very worried because now they are going for the children's. They're really going for the kids and they're going very, very strong. Here in Israel, they are trying to do everything. But again, if we are going to build the alternative, it's going to be great. Now, Africa, it's been said here that Africa is open. Well, I'm sorry, my dear brother. I don't think that Africa is now open because the Vatican didn't finish the fight in Ethiopia. So when he's finished his fight in Ethiopia, because he won't, I think there is two or three from Alexandria. He's looking, they are looking their true parts of the Bible. Maybe you are aware of it or maybe not, I don't know. The area called Tagai, okay? Tagai is the area in Africa that they are fighting for. So the only alternative that we can give is if we can do those meetings one in a week and show the people in our countries that we are united, all of us from all over the world, I think that this is going to be the last mission that we can do for awake all the people, because they are waiting for the alternative that we are together. They need a support of alternative. People are searching for something. They don't know the answers, maybe. They are not awake or aware as us because they don't did their research. But they are really feeling and living that something is wrong here and they don't have the answers. So we have to be the alternative for them. And we have to hug them more, even if they call us conspiracy theorists and I don't like crazy people. I heard everything, but I don't care. I want to hug and give the alternative to all the people. And if we can do things like that and show in every country that we are all together, well, that's it. It's end of game and start of life. New life.
Thank you. Let me ask you a question, if I may. Is the average Israeli ready now to begin to understand how their own people, their own faith has been infiltrated by the globalist Sabbatean agenda? Are the good Jewish people of the world ready to acknowledge the intervention of the crypto Jewish people? This is my question to you, and it's a vital question.
Well, I can tell you, my dear brother Sasha, maybe we are not from the same mother, but we are from the same soul, all of us. I can tell you that the truth Jewish, let me not call them Jewish, okay? let me call them Israeli. The Bravo. Real Israel, the real Israel is more than ready, more than ready. They are like, okay, when? Tell me when. Like this. That's the situation now in Israel.
Okay. Guy, thank you so much for that report. So valuable to us, and look forward to seeing you on the next. If Nurse Kate Shemarani, is she with us or not? She's not joined the broadcast. Okay. It's very late in England. Is Neil Pascoe with us? Neil, brother.
Hi, Sasha. How you doing? Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me out there?
We can hear you.
Yes, okay, I can cool. hear you.
Sorry.
Yes, right, we can awesome. Hear you.
Also, updates from yes. Australia is definitely the veil of secrecy is coming off. People are being pressured to wake up, which is really, really good. We're seeing groups and communities coming together, which is what was necessary to happen 10 years ago. But obviously, this is now the time that is pushing people into that direction. So it's, I guess, the spiritual kick in the ass, which is what we needed over here. We have a lot of people fighting the system with Crown Law, Common Law, and going at the government directly, which is really, really empowering to see. And I did an interview with Harold Krauss-Vella just last week, which is really positive and inspiring for me, because he had a lot of products and solutions to be able to help people from the shedding, from the protein stuff that's going on, because a lot of people are getting sick here in Australia at the moment from the protein spike shedding. And we need to be very careful of the language we use. I have even friends of mine that are messaging me saying, Nate, I got corona. And it's like, stop using that terminology. You've got protein spike shedding. You've been hanging out with vaccinated people. And that's what's going on, you know. So I think the language is very important to stop that in its tracks. And you guys, especially in here, I keep getting the message, like, we are the new mainstream media. And get people off the other platforms, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, and get them onto Telegram. Start your own groups. Get back to the old school way, which is letterbox dropping. Feed people into Telegram. Feed them to your platforms. Share the links. Share the good videos. Get onto the bit shoots. You know what I mean? We are at a point where we have to keep pushing. This is not the time to disappear and peel back and wait for it all to finish. If I hear someone say to me again, it's finished, we've won, I'm going to spew in my hand and eat it. We've got to get over that facet. We're not trusting in the plan. We're not waiting for anybody. We are rolling forward. We're moving forward. We are creating community. We're doing all the things we want to do, and we're not allowing that fear frequency to enter into our reality, because fear is the most frequency lowering vibration on the planet. And if we're constantly buying into the narrative, we're constantly watching the mainstream news, okay, we're going to pull ourselves into unsavory situations, and we're not going to be creating the new earth. One thing I always say is, like making a cake, we need to be doing 80% of creating the new, birthing the new, and 20% exposing. There is still a role for exposing out there. People are waking up. And what we need to be is ninjas. So when you meet people on the streets, the most important thing you can do beyond sharing stuff on the internet and all the other things we do every day, our inner work, our inner cleaning, our detoxing, we can't put the pieces of the puzzle together if our mind is swimming in a sea of toxic soup. But when we're on the streets, when we see people who are wearing masks, they're in a state of fear, we need to connect to them on their level, okay? You can't stop talking to someone about flat earth if they're considering whether they should have fluoride in their drinking water. We need to talk to them on a water level. We need to talk to them on a basic facts level and welcome them in, because it's not too late for these people who have been vaccinated. There is processes and protocols that we can use to not only negate what's happened to their bodies, but also to clear it and to reorganize the DNA and our original blueprint. And that can be as simple as breath work, Wim Hof, and fasting. Just those things alone are doing huge, huge responses to this. And these are things we should all be doing, not when we're sick, but all the time. So really what I'm feeling and the message I'm getting is to really meet people on the level they are, okay, and keep rolling forward, keep moving forward. If you're getting a little bit frazzled, have a little break and then come back. You know, have a rest, get into nature, reset, do what you have to do and come back. The New World Order is going to be here tomorrow. Don't worry. There's plenty of time to fight and plenty of time to do that. So my update from Australia is that it is banding together. People are growing. There is a lot of fear on the streets because people are seeing people actually sick now. So let's put our foot down. Let's stop the language. Let's bring it back to what's happening. Share all the good information. Share all the good links. I mean, even Joe Rogan seems to be pretty awake now, and he's interviewed Dr. Malone and also Dr. McAuliffe. Now, these guys are stepping stones to what's really going on. They've got good nuggets, but they're not there yet either. We're still in the germ theory. We're still talking about viruses. We're still rolling forward. But these are great videos to share to people who are on the fence, who are slightly awake. And then once you wake someone up, they never fall back asleep. So every time you wake someone up, every time you go out there and you inspire people just by being the best version of yourself, you're actually doing a really, really big impact to the new world order. And they wouldn't be pushing the news and the narrative so hard if it was game over. So they're pushing so hard is because they're losing. They've got nothing left. They're grabbing on short straws. And don't think for a second they're not going to do everything in their power to fuck you and your family up. Okay, this is full-scale war now. Everything we thought they wouldn't do, they are trying, and they're going to try more. So just be prepared that it might get messy for a while, but if we stand strong, it's ultimately a numbers game, and there's nothing they can do with all these awakened individuals and these awakened children that are coming through. These little unvaccinated babies that are coming through, I'm seeing them, I'm looking them in the eyes, and these kids are on another level. I'm seeing them everywhere, and they are afraid of these kids. They are world changers. They are angelic beings. I don't know what they are, but whatever they are, they're coming through now. They're birthing everywhere, and it looks good from my perspective.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you, Neil. Nate, I'm not sure if you've frozen on my screen or everyone's screen. I don't even know if I've frozen, but it was lovely hearing your voice and hearing your beautiful truth coming through. Thank you, brother, for that. I just want to bring Michael Jaco back on for another commentary. It may be that he has to peel off, and then I want to get Scott McKay's sign off, and then I'm going to move to Bass, Tadros, and an Australian contingent. So, Michael Jaco, the floor is yours, brother, if you're still with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to second what Nate was talking about because, you know, my experiences in combat zones, where I was most effective was using love frequencies, love vibration, sending out love as a frequency to terrorists and to people that were, causing problems. It changed their vibration to the point where they're vulnerable, and eventually they got taken out. So if we start doing that to our leadership, which I've been doing, and a lot of our leadership, as we're seeing, is starting to disappear from the scene. So if more of us join in sending love, that love frequency is a vibration they do not like. They do not like that. They're in fear. They're in anger. And when you send love energy to them, which is the most powerful force in the universe, it takes them down. It is the thing that wins. We cannot come at them with force. They will win. All right. We will win with love. Now, at some point, as we start to come together, we'll start to increase our vibration, and they won't have any effect on us. All right. So a lot of us are getting attacked. You know, we've been talking about it. Some are going down. Some are staying healthy. A lot of that is because we're intuitive. We're in that love frequency vibration. We have no fear. Once you're in fear, you're in the vibrational state that they love. So a lot of people still in fear. We need to help them bring their vibrational fields up. So once we bring those love frequency in, we talk about it, we send it, love influencing, love, you know, remote viewing. I remote view these guys and I look at them. It's like, yeah, he's bad. And I send them love. Just send them love. And I did this to terrorists overseas, and all of those terrorists are gone. They're all gone. Bin Laden was one of them. So love is a very, very powerful thing. And it's not like going to blow them up or anything. If they're good, it's just going to put everyone here. If I send you love, you're going to like be super empowered. With these guys, it brings their energy fields down, makes them vulnerable, and then we take them out. So I second what we just heard. All of us should be in that field of vibration. If we stay in that field of vibration, we're more creative. We learn how to work around these guys. These guys, they're nothing. I've been around these guys my whole career. These guys are nothing compared to us. If we work together, we are super powerful, unbelievably powerful. I've worked with amazing guys and women over the years that once you understand that you have an ability and you link that with other people, you're invincible. That's the way we need to come. So focus on the love vibration and we win this, because this is good against evil. Evil is anger and fear. If you go there, you're giving them power. What is the other side? The good is love and, you know, those higher frequencies. That's where we all want to go. We're not going to go there unless we focus on it. So we have to focus on that and keep each other informed, keep each other together. And as we move through these fields of consciousness where these guys are trying to take us down, we leave them behind. We're creating the new world through our consciousness, through a quantum field of consciousness that happens only if we stay in that love vibrational field.
Wow. Michael Jaco, what to say? The day a U.S. Top Gun Navy SEAL starts talking about love vibrations and remote viewing. I mean, what the hell has happened to the world I knew? God bless you, Michael. Such a delight being in your presence in the United States last week, and I just can't wait to see you again within a few short weeks. And love from me and my tribe to Tracy, your better half. Thank you for that, Michael. Scott McKay, are you still with us, Scott? Or have you peeled off on your Harley Davidson?
I'm still here, my friend. Can you hear me okay?
We can. You definitely look like a Nazi, so please go ahead.
I'm mocking the sons of bitches. That's what I'm doing. Anyways, yeah, you know, what Mike said is pretty remarkable. I've heard him say it a lot, but this time it really explained it. Sending love energy to us empowers us. Sending it to them, because they're low frequency beings, drives them even lower. I like that. I wish I could be Mike Jaco. He talks about sending them love. I have not ascended to that level yet. All I know how to do is beat the shit out of these people on every single level that I can. So I figure that is the war that I have to take on. I will be the spokesperson. I'll be the spokesperson of the quote unquote lower frequency side to fight them on their battlefield. But the simple fact is this, and Sasha can, so can Mike Jaco. The reality is these people are not as powerful as you think. They're weak. They're scared. They're insecure. They're unsure of themselves. And we can tell that because they have created a model and a system that I call the Matrix, where they've got control of all levers of power and they use it against us. The only thing they have had in their favor is money. They don't go out on battlefields because they're weak and they would lose. They don't face you face to face because they are weak and they're afraid and they will lose. They had to acquire massive amounts of money to go out and find the people that are like Mike Jaco to go out there and do their bidding around the world, because they're afraid. They can't face you face to face, because if you're coming from that frequency, that light frequency Mike talks about, the frequency of love, and it's not love for them, but love for humanity. And if they met you one-on-one, let alone in mass, and you understood the very principles of the ascension powers that they do, and you could access them, they would never face you face to face, because they know what they are. They know they're dark, low frequency, low energy, and they know that they cannot win against us. That's why they've lulled us all to sleep so they could then call the herd. But I tell you, there is nothing remarkable about what I do, this way I fight this war. I can tell you that I am not afraid. I can tell you that I don't know why that I'm not afraid, other than the fact that I know that we the people, when humanity rise, we rise together, and we are going to. That's why I have this Patriot Street Fighter mission going across country. When we rise, I know it's not going to take a physical fight. It's simply going to be a collective conscious thought that we're going to bring these bastards down once and for all. They're going to stop raping and starving and killing humanity, and that it's going to be game over. I just know this in my soul. I don't know if it is a divine touch on my heart. I don't know what it is. I've known for decades this fight was coming. I've known for decades that my fight was coming. I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know what it looked like, what Patriot Street Fighters become, but I knew it was coming. It's been intrinsically in my soul. Now I know it's here. And because it's been on my soul forever, I can't take credit for it. It has to be from the divine infinite intelligence database that we call Source, God, Allah, our creator. That's the only thing that can explain it. And if it's there, it's because it's now our time to bring back this realm that we call planet Earth into our hands. And we are going to refashion this planet in the way God intended. We are going to turn this, return it back to the Garden of Eden, exactly the same term. The NSA Alliance generals refer to our future is exactly that. Now is the time, and do not be afraid, because you will be protected. Now, I said before, there will be casualties on this battlefield. It may be you, it may be me, but if it happens that way for any one of us, there's a very high and mighty energy that's going to be rejoining your entire existence, maybe not in this earthly plane, but you will have fulfilled your goal, our goal, and you will be rewarded in a very just place in this realm that we call the quantum universe. Don't be afraid. Don't hang on. As they've created us to believe, there's only one life. You get the job done here. You're going to heaven. You're going to hell. And that's it. That's bullshit. It's nonsense. That's a Luciferian doctrine put upon us. We are simply going to be released from this prison of a body to go fight on an ethereal plane that's far bigger and more powerful than this. Do not be afraid of that, and do not be afraid of them. Unleash your power and unleash yourself in this war, because it's what you were put here for. Sasha, thank you very much for doing what you do. I'm always enamored by you, who you are, being in your presence. And I consider this probably the one of the greatest honors of my life, to be able to work alongside you, who've been doing this for decades, and to be able to call yourself a compatriot and also a brother in arms. So I'm truly honored by all of you people that are on this Zoom today, because that means you were called to this battle and you yourselves are warriors. And it's now time for all of us to unleash. Love all of you. Thanks, Sasha.
Thank you, Scott. Checks in the post, pal. Listen, Scott, you said a moment ago that you didn't know why you're not afraid of stuff. Well, I kind of do know why you're not afraid. You're fearless because you've already died and been resurrected, not just once, but twice. And I know your backstory. And the fact that you've been put back together with stainless steel pins and gobbledygooks is probably, you know, you are the closest thing to a transhuman cyborg that I've ever met. And yet your humanity is so intact. Love you like a brother. And Scott, we miss the general. And I want to also salute your father, the general, who passed a few weeks ago. I know the family is still missing him. I'm loosely in touch with your family, keeping my eyes on you from behind as well. Scott, thank you for joining us. You're welcome to get back on the bike and do whatever you were doing. But thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you again. Is Bas Tadros in the house, friends, from Australia?
If yes, he is, sir.
Oh, terrific. Bas, that was Scott McKay and Michael Jaco, two of the greatest patriots, not just in the United States, but on terra firma, on planet Earth. And you, Bas, I regard as one of the leading lights in the Australasia. Thanks for joining us. You're a political animal. I forgive you for that. But please, the floor is all yours.
Thank you, Sasha. Thank you, brothers and sisters that are online here. My heart's warm. I've woken up 6 a.m. to be here. Usually I save myself from a 6 a.m. wake up until my 3-year-old or my 1-year-old wake me up. I'm honored to be with you all, and I feel the spirited connection that we all have here from all over the globe. The update from Australia is things are not all as bleak as what you see or hear on the news if you're watching the news. I don't spend any time on that whatsoever, because it is promoting that frequency that we've heard about from previous brothers about fear. We've got to definitely overcome that. And the only way is, of course, to shine that light of peace and love from our hearts. If we embody that within ourselves, then it's easier for us to take that into the places that we go. We've just come out of being masked since just before Christmas. Somehow, somewhere, the idiots that are running the show here thought it was a good idea to place masks on people since, you know, Christmas to just a couple of days ago. And it's interesting seeing the human experiment that we're living through at the moment, where people are so compliant, they're told masks are mandatory. All of a sudden, everyone's wearing masks. Masks come off at 6 p.m. on the 6th of January. All of a sudden, the unmasking happens. And it's the social experiment in the programming. And the ability to just watch that is really interesting. We're definitely living in rather interesting times. We have had some wake-up calls, if you'd like to think of it that way, but they're suppressed. The wake-up calls don't make the mainstream media as they should. One of them is a mass exodus in the nursing field of 2,000 nurses becoming unregistered thanks to the massive mandates that they've been putting here on people. No jab, no job. They've passed those rules through the different states of Australia, and 2,000 nurses said, thank you very much, you can stick the job. And it's put so much pressure on the system that you hear now, the latest craziness in New South Wales is nurses that are sick, that have COVID, can still come back to work, whereas the ones that are unjabbed have lost their job. So you have healthy nurses that are unjabbed that can't go to work, whilst nurses that are sick or tested positive for the so-called virus can go to work. It just doesn't make any sense. None of this has ever made any sense. I think the one thing that's kept me of high spirit was our connection, Sasha, and hearing you talk about how this is nothing more than bafflement and you know, that spell that they've cast. And, you know, some of us are immune to the spell, if you like, because we can see the bullshit and call it for what it is and stay human. So, you know, I've never seen myself as a political animal. I left the corporate world because I couldn't stand the corporate red tape. But we do need good leaders. We need people to stand up. We need people that have no fear in their heart and have the love of God in their heart, the love of humanity in their heart. Again, on a global platform, Australia's been put in the limelight for the stupidity that is the bureaucracy of those red tapes here, politically speaking, putting the number one tennis player in a state of lockdown in a hotel room while they fix the debacle that they've created with his paperwork. So things like this are definitely going to start to put more and more pressure on an already broken system that just can't handle it from the health aspect, from the political aspect, from the global aspect. We've already had ScoMo, if he does do embarrassed, he's definitely been embarrassed in that last global forum that they've had. He's a deceiving, deceitful, slimy, you know, I can't find, but yet, even though I can see him for what the slimy thing that he is, I can send him love. I can find compassion in my heart and send him some peace to his frightened little heart. You know, nothing he says, nothing that comes out of that man's mouth has made any sense from day one. We will not mandate this. It's been mandated across as many states as you can think of. Whatever he says, you can almost count on the opposite of what he's saying. He's just this little distraction. Scotty from marketing is probably the best thing that they've ever called him on the lamestream media. Photo, you know, opportunity kind of guy, and just deceitful. Our little McClown over here, which is Mark McGowan, has definitely become a new level dictator because he's got no opposition. There is zero opposition in the parliament, on the mainstream media. Nobody's challenging his calls. So we still have this state of isolation where Western Australia is divided from the rest of Australia. People can't see their families, their loved ones, even if they're sick, they're dying, they can't go over to travel to visit them. I'm one of those people. Most of my family's on the East Coast. And I've seen the tragic impact of Melbourne going from the most livable city in the world to the most lockdown city, again, to another dictator maniac. He was so hell-bent on the lockdowns. And now they've got these rising numbers. I wonder if any of them look at the fact that they've injected these toxic poisons is what's creating the number increase. You know, all these variants, how are they testing for those variants? How do they know the difference between a Delta and Omicron and all these bullshit names that they've given these things? No idea. But the latest of this insanity is we had one of those people sneak in, I don't know how, from across the border, apparently unvaccinated. Apparently, that's what they put in the lamestream media. And he had Delta, or tested positive for Delta. And he'd been almost everywhere around WA here, and not one single case. We still, 2 years on, not one single case of community transmission. Now, the dictator that's over here might take credit for that and say, that's because I've kept you safe and I've locked down the borders. It's bullshit. It's because maybe the tests that we have here don't have as much BS in them as the tests that they have over there. Who knows? But the truth is, we've got to stay connected. We've got to stay hopeful. We've got to stay, as Michael and as Scott said, and I'm sure many of you others have said, find the love, find the compassion in all this bafflement, all this craziness. Find the ability to be amused. You know, watch it as a stage show. And as a wise man said to me, if this is something that you are watching in a theater, if you are the theater, then it doesn't impact you. But if you start to get impacted as an observer, then you're suddenly, you feel like you're, you know, either on stage as one of the actors or you're in the audience as one of the attendees of the theater. Be the theater. Don't allow this stage show of craziness and madness.
Very good.
Yeah, get to you in the way that they intended to.
Thank you. My love. Thank you very much, brother, for that, Bass. You mentioned that you had a couple of others who might be joining you this week. If not, it'll be the next broadcast.
Absolutely. I haven't had confirmation that they're online this morning. They definitely are keen to join our network and to share their piece. These are guys that have been on the street filling the part of lamestream media, doing it from a community TV perspective with a camera and streaming it online to as many platforms as possible, YouTube, Facebook, whether it gets taken down or not. They've been at every rally. And if they're not on today, and these guys are doing an amazing job, Lindsay from Freedom Media and my good friend Dwayne Hill from Camcast. So if he's not on today, they will be with us next week.
Terrific. Well, Bass, thank you so much for that. And just to help you out, I know you're, you know, a political animal and a diplomat, but you know, let me help you out. You were having difficulties describing your premier. It's very simple. He's an egregious little shit is what he is, Scott Morrison. And you know, I love the fact that you can extend such compassion as to say that, you know, there's a bleeding heart somewhere. I generally don't believe there is. I called him out 2 years ago for being a sadistic geography teacher, because he really looks like a sadistic geography teacher. The kind of a hateful archetypal male, smarmy son of a bitch, just pure evil in my view, and everything that emanates out of him. I'm so glad that now people in mainstream Australia can see how egregious this man is. But let's be clear. He is a product of the parent corporation. Scott Morrison, just like Justin Trudeau, or should I say Justin Castro in Canada, these characters have been, they're orchestrations. They are orchestrated icons. People, it is so important that if we're going to wake up from this dream spell, you've got to start to understand the arcane logic of the Babylonian Mysterium cult and how it operates today and how it has operated for generations. These creatures are variously CIA assets, MI5, sex assets, Mossad assets. They are extensions of the crown, extensions of the global corporatocratic banksters. That's what they are. They are Vatican agents. They are cashiers. Scott Morrison is the lowest form of technocrat at that echelon. He is a cashier, a clerk operating at the behest of interests that are so nefarious. We're not going to get into that on this. This is an activist, frontline activist broadcast. We're not going to tiptoe into the Mysterium or the Esoterica here. But just to invite people, listening to what you said, Bass, if we are to awaken from within the dream spell, we need to be able to at least apprehend the truth of history, the truth of the status quo, and so on. I think we're going to probably wrap this broadcast up round about now, folks. We're 20 minutes or almost 20 minutes past the hour. We've been going for an hour and 20 minutes. I am going to try to build in to these weekly broadcasts a handful of questions. So I would just invite my team to please put the word out that we will take, let's say, half a dozen to a dozen questions every GNN broadcast. We'll filter them and get them answered by the panel. I'm very grateful to. Has Nurse Shemarani arrived by any chance before we wind this up? Any news of her? No. We'll try and get her on for next week. She was supposed to be on today. Joanne, by all means, speak to this.
So Nurse Kate lost contact connectivity. She was dropped off and never came back.
Very good. Thank you. That's fine. All right. Thank you, Joanne. That's all good. So friends, let me just show you yourselves. 978 people are on. We had 998 people are flagging. It's very late in the United Kingdom and in that part of the world. I'm very grateful that there's still almost 1,000 people in the room. I'm going to honor you all by just running through. And from my heart to your heart, every single one of you, we only allow 1,000 people in this room, and to have it filled is such a humbling thing. So on behalf of Michael Jayco and Scott McKay and Scotty Sachs, Gary Powell, Neil Pasco, Nate, and Bas Tadros, myself, I'm not going to be able to get through all of these. I want to show your beautiful faces. I just love seeing all of those veterans' beards there. And I'm just assuming that you guys are packing guns under your beds. Do not give up the guns. Do not go gently into that night, fair friends. Okay, I'm trying to get through you all just to honor you. God bless every single one of you. And from this room here, let me just unplug and turn my screen around. Buggery. Okay. There we go. I just want to show you. Hey, guys, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
This is from Isla Mujeres. Thank you all for joining the first of the 2022 GNN Guerrilla News Network broadcasts. You are so very welcome in this hallowed temple, friends.
Awesome.
God bless and see you again next time. Right, salutations.
Bye.
I love you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sasha,
appreciate it. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Soha, I love you.
Bye.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you.
Sasha, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sasha.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you, Sasha. Thank you, Sasha. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sasha. Thank you. 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 Th
Love you.
Oh, love you so much. It was really amazing.
Lots of love.
Seattle. Much love. Santa Monica, California.
Here you go.
British Columbia.
Morro Bay, California.
Brooklyn, New York.
New York.
From Louisiana.
Latashi Mulafia.
Philadelphia.
Okay. Upstate New York.
Oklahoma.
Love to see you all then.
Belly of the beast.
Today's the funniest. That's
the only biggest
I
have. Get
all.
Arrivederci.
Arlington, Texas.
Love to see the lovers in bed.
Thank you.
And it starts at 8 then.
Arrivederci.
Love and gratitude. Thank you.
Love to everyone from Phoenix, Arizona at the Victory Mountain Steps.
Viva l'amore.
We're still on.
Viva l'amore.
Love to everyone from the UK. Power to the people, guys.
Hey, guys.
Sonia.
Bronx, New York.
Hey. All the best from Canada.
Walden passed away on January 7th.
We love you.
From Albuquerque.
Love from Western Australia.
Love from Olympia, Washington.
So you gotta go.
Love
in front, out in front. Put the love. Hear the love. Spread
yeah,
no, the love.
Your screen is usually going to put documents. Yeah, but it's not showing.
You know if it was showing us.
Bye bye, everyone. Okay.
Bye just bye. On.
That's me.
You Fab.
We don't.
Oh, somebody direct messaged me here. Kathy.
I'm not with you.
Oh, that was by accident. You know, sometimes if they direct message you, it's just their name. I never put anything to Kathy.
You need something?